6. Shall we choose death? Here, then, is the problem which I present to you, stark and dreadful and inescapable. Shall we put an end to the human race, or shall mankind renounce war? People will not face this alternative, because it is so difficult to abolish war. The abolition of war will demand distasteful limitations of national sovereignty. But what perhaps impedes understanding of the situation more than anything else is that the term mankind feels vague and abstract. People scarcely realize in imagination that the danger is to themselves and their children and their grandchildren, and not only to a dimly apprehended humanity. And so they hope that perhaps war may be allowed to continue, provided modern weapons are prohibited. I am afraid this hope is illusory. Whatever agreements not to use hydrogen bombs have been reached in time of peace,